AmpSurf, the California-based organization Dana Cummings founded in 2003, has offered free surfing classes to hundreds of people with the help of private donations and volunteers. This year, AmpSurf took its clinics to the East Coast for the first time. At a beach in Maine, Cummings is instructing 27-year-old Matthew Fish, who is visually impaired. Cummings puts Fish's hand on his shoulder and leads him into chest-deep water, floating the surfboard next to him.
You live with your grandma, right?
Yeah.
You should tell your grandma, Grandma, we got to hit the beaches. Okay?
Yeah.
Say, Grandma, I'm stoked. I want to go surf.
Yeah.
You got to teach her all the lingo. Grandma's love surf lingo.
Fish starts out by lying on the board, with Cummings and a couple of volunteers waiting alongside. But it only takes a few tries before Fish rises to his knees and rides a wave to shore. Dana Cummings survived two tours of duty as a Marine during the 1990 Gulf War, only to lose his leg in a 2002 car accident. A software engineer, after leaving the military, Cummings says his attitude about life changed after the crash.
You know, I was just existing, not living, you know, and then I lost, took me to lose my leg to get me to realize how precious life is and to get off the couch and just start living. And it's been the best thing. I mean, I do more things now than I ever did before. I mean, next week I'm going to compete in a contest in Hawaii.
His sense of daring is infectious. Matthew Fish says surfing isn't easy for someone whose vision is so poor he needs a cane to get around.
I can see, like, the foam, the white cap, and I can see the wave, but I can't really tell what form it is or if it's rideable.
But that didn't stop him.
I wiped out a couple times, but as I always say, if you don't fall once in a while, you're not having enough fun.
More athletic programs are available to disabled people than ever before. Everything from skiing to soccer and basketball. But surfing classes are less common, and the 11 clinic participants have come here from all across the Northeast for the chance to ride the waves. One family drove 6 hours from New Jersey. They're joined by more than 30 volunteers who've taken off from work to help Cummings.
How's everybody feeling?
57-year-old Brian Foss from New Hampshire was stricken by a neuromuscular disease early in life.
I had polio in 1955 when I was 2 years old, the year the vaccine came out. Actually, I missed it by a little bit.
But despite the weakness in his legs and need for crutches, he's fallen in love with downhill skiing, bicycling, and now surfing.
It's a sense of being able to fly. In a sense of freedom. You know, you're not constrained by gravity almost.
Foss says that AmpSurf's instructors, who've been trained to work with people with disabilities, gave him the confidence to try surfing.
These guys make you believe that you can do it.
What kind of things do they do?
Encouragement. They're strong, so I know that I can hang on them if I need to when I'm walking out. I know that I'm not going to get in trouble.
The youngest participant today is 6-year-old Sean McLaughlin from Massachusetts, who was born without a right foot and started using a prosthesis before he could walk. He practiced surfing on the sand.
You gotta, like, lay down and then do this, and then you just gotta stand up. That's how you pretty much do it.
That's all?
Mm-hmm.
Most people with disabilities, their whole life, everybody focuses on their disability. Who cares? You lost your leg, you're blind, whatever. Have fun. Just enjoy life. Take the most advantage of it as you can.
Dana Cummings plans to develop more of an East Coast presence for AmpSurf. He and his staff expect to return to Maine, New York, and New Jersey next year to train volunteers to become instructors and turn more people into surfers. For VOA News, I'm Josie Huang on York Beach in Maine.